I'm just real happy that I don't have to sing a solo after that. It's all tremendous. And they ruined a good solo of mine. I was going to sing His Name Is Wonderful tomorrow, but I don't think I can sing it tomorrow, or maybe not ever. So tremendous. But we're going to sing a hymn now. It's hymn number 7. In Christ there is no east or west. Number 7. Let us stand together as we sing. Great.
Of a great missionary commissioning service, I have reason to believe that there are many GAs in the audience, many members of Girls in Action, and I would like to ask these girls to stand wherever they are and remain standing. Any GAs in the audience anywhere in the balcony, a great group of them here, keep standing. Just keep on standing. We want to see you everywhere. Many, many, many times we have heard new missionaries come to bring their testimonies, and time after time they have said, it was in GA that I heard God's call to go to the mission field. And as you remain standing, I'm going to ask every missionary in the audience to stand and remain standing. All our missionaries, home and foreign. Ah, that's great. You remain standing. And now I want everyone in the audience to stand. And will you remain standing? Tonight, we're to be led in this missionary commissioning service by Dr. Lewis R. Cobb, Secretary of Missionary Personnel, Dr. Jesse C. Fletcher, Director of the Mission Support Division, and Dr. Baker James Coffin, Executive Secretary of the Foreign Mission Board. Our great missionary commissioning service will be conducted by these, and our benediction will be a solo by The Lord Is My Light. Now, while you're standing, and as these leaders come, and these new missionaries, we're going to be led by Dr. Sidney Buckley in singing Heralds of Christ.
Number 11 in your program. Number 11.
Heralds of Christ, to bear the King's command. Immortal tidings in the world to bring. Yes, world and fairy, swift on you he bring.
Like to ask this congregation to remain standing while Dr. W. O. Vaught, the newly elected president of the Foreign Mission Board, will come to lead us in prayer. Dr. W. O. Vaught is a beloved pastor of the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Little Rock, Arkansas. Dr. Vaught.
Our Father, we are so grateful for this uplifting hour when we can come here together and try to listen to the whole world. But our Father, our ears have been so filled with all the clatter around us that so many times we haven't heard. And our Father, we want to hear. More than anything, we want to hear. And in a meeting like this, we pray that the inspiration of the hour will catch us up and lift us up and open our ears so that we may hear. Oh God, how we thank thee that though we are unworthy, that we have been called to link hands with thee in giving the gospel to men everywhere. We thank thee, our Father, that positive volition is breaking out all over the world and that we are privileged to be there when it comes with the message. Our Father, we pray that we may be there with a clear message. We pray, our Father, that we may be there with clean hands. We pray, our Father, that we may be there with the whole message of the Word of God. And how we pray, our Father, that we may not allow the evil one with all his superficial claims on man to cloud us and to mar the vision of the Son of God, that we will be faithful to Christ. And now, our Father, we thank thee for these dear, sweet people who have come to this platform tonight, soon to go out and take the good news of Christ to the land to which you have called them. Wilt thou bless them tonight and open their lips that they may speak to us the words we ought to hear. Wilt thou, our Father, follow them with thy love and care and take care of their families, and how we pray that they will give a complete life in dedicated service. Bless this program. And from some who are here, we pray they too will hear the call and soon will stand in this same or similar place and say, I too will go. Bless this meeting, O our Father, with thy power and with thy spirit. In Christ's dear name we pray. Amen.
Years ago, Southern Baptists in their first convention established the Foreign Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention as the agency through which the churches which make this convention a possibility would project a witness around the world. The main business of the Foreign Mission Board for these 129 years and this very hour tonight is the sending forth of the messengers of Jesus Christ who have been called by our Lord for his service around the world. Tonight, you're about to witness a commissioning service of missionaries for the cause of our Master in lands afar. Dr. Jesse C. Fletcher is a director of the Mission Support Division of your Foreign Mission Board, which division has to do with the laying hands upon those people God has called and marshaling the resources of Southern Baptists to undergird them as they go out to tell the story. Dr. Fletcher is going to come now and move this service in the direction that you have come to witness. Dr. Jesse C. Fletcher.
Thank you, Dr. Cawthon. These 22 missionaries before your eyes represent over 200 who have been set aside since last you gathered in Portland, Oregon. They're representing approximately three times their number who will be appointed within the next 60 days. They represent 82 young college graduates gathered this night on the campus of Meredith College in Raleigh, North Carolina as journeyman trainees. They represent you, your convictions and your commitment. And they're here in terms not only of the miracle that God has performed in their lives, but in terms of a covenant with you. You're their support. You're their base. You're their home. You're their family. You're their people and they're yours. It's always a good feeling to be here in your midst. Not just because of the prayer support, the financial support, dramatic as that is, but because you understand. And there's no better feeling in all of life than to be with somebody who understands sincerely what you're doing, what's motivating you, what moves you to make such a radical change in your life. And that understanding is the real floor of support for Southern Baptist Missions. As I look at these people, I inevitably think, and as most of you know, without any hesitancy, say, they're our best. They're the best of our midst, out of our midst. Not because they're the most beautiful, or the strongest, or the brightest, or the most gifted, or the most pious, but because they've listened to the needs of our world, they've heard God's call, and they've said yes. And that's the best thing we ever do. We want you to meet them in just a moment. But first, I want you to know something of the pilgrimage, the more immediate, recent pilgrimage that brought them into the status of missionary of the Foreign Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention. Lewis R. Cobbs is secretary of the Department of Missionary Personnel and has worked closely with them. I want him to come now and share with you the pilgrimage toward appointment. Mr. Cobbs?
No other experience is more representative of who we are as Baptists than setting apart men and women whom God has called to missionary service. God always takes the initiative, loving, seeking, forgiving, sending. He sent his prophets. He sent his son. He sends his servants into the world in obedience to his calling. God takes the initiative. He did in calling these 22 who are representative of those who will be sent out this year. As they stand before us tonight to share word of testimony and witness, we're reminded of the many people who have influenced them, who have taught them, who have encouraged them. We're mindful of the many ways in which God has communicated his word and his purpose to them, and we express thanks and gratitude. There are men and women who have been called of God. They have received gifts that are observable. Many of you have testified to their gifts, their capabilities, their training, and have recommended them as fellow Christians for the work that now they're to do. As a part of the application procedure for missionary appointment, they prepared an extensive autobiography, which was in part an opportunity for them to see how God has led and blessed in their lives. They listed for us the names of men and women who've been close to them through the years, and they have been recommended by these who have completed references in their behalf. Character references, yes, but references also regarding their professional skills and abilities, their churchmanship, and their witness. They have completed a statement of their beliefs. They have been examined by members of the Personnel Committee and the Foreign Mission Board and have been recommended for missionary appointment. It is my privilege to present them to you. The first seven who are coming to introduce themselves will serve in the Philippines, Togo, Hong Kong, and Brazil.
We're William and Darlene Goprath, and we're from Fort Worth, Texas, where we've just completed our work at the seminary. We call West Texas home, and we've just recently been appointed to the Philippines, where I'll be a regional director of the theological education by extension.
We have two sons, ages 5 and 7, and being all boys, you never know what to expect. And the other day, our 5-year-old came running into the house. Of course, that's the only way he knows how to come in. And says, Mommy, Mommy. And I said, What? He says, I know what I'm going to do when we get to the Philippines. And I said, What? And he says, I'm going to tell the kids that Jesus loves them just like he loves me. And that's what missions means to our family.
We are Tom and Gail Hayes from Oklahoma City. We have 2 boys, 5 and 2. And we will be serving in the Beirut Baptist School in Lebanon.
We're grateful that God has brought us to this time in our lives. And I would share with you a few things that I think God has used to bring us here. First of all, God gave us Christian parents who taught us from our very earliest childhood that God loves all people, regardless of where they live or the color of their skin, or the way in which they choose to seek him, and that moreover, that in seeking him, the consequences of not finding Jesus Christ are eternal death. We're grateful that they taught us of God's love by their example and by the words, the prayers which they prayed. Secondly, God has taught us in our lives that He has invested talents and abilities which only He can decide where and when we can best invest. God has blessed us here in many ways, in ministry, as we've worked with young people and music, and we believe that God has chosen to invest our lives now in Lebanon in serving Him in whatever capacity He may choose. We're going as school administrators. We pray that God will use us in many ways, for that's His choice, and that's His, that He has reserved for Himself. And finally, God has taught us that He is an all-sufficient God. In the decisions which have had to be made, in the family crises, in the choices which we have to make in life, God has proven Himself always to be the resource that we need, to always be there, dependable, to answer our prayer, and to lead and to guide us. And we're grateful to God that He has called us and brought us to this hour.
My name is Vivian Hargrove. I'm from Jefferson City, Missouri, and I have been appointed to serve as your missionary in theological education. I will be teaching at the Baptist Pastor School in Lomé, Togo, West Africa. My mission pilgrimage began as a child, for you see, my parents were fortunate enough to teach us about God's love, but we were not only fortunate enough to be taught, but we experienced God's love in our home. I'm also very thankful tonight that we were exposed to missions as children. The three of us girls were sent regularly to Girls Auxiliary, and I too am one of those who can say that the exposure to missions at this time in my life led me not only to pray for the missionaries, to know their names and their fields of service, but to feel that maybe someday God was going to answer the question that I had asked many times: could God possibly be calling me to be a missionary? And I'm thankful that this call of God did not stop at that time, but that on through high school and college, God continued to allow me times to become involved in mission service. In college, I was involved on our campus, and I also had many opportunities to serve during our summer as a student summer missionary. For two summers, I was in Ohio. But I think the real reality of missions and the time that God solidified my call to foreign missions came as I served as a missionary journeyman during the years of 1969 to 1971 in Accra, Ghana. As a college student, I had gotten my degree in elementary education and music education, and believe you me, God helped me to see how He prepared me for those 2 years in Accra, because as we had the children coming to the center, we had them involved in Bible study classes and music classes and many other things. We saw women come to the sewing classes at the village. We saw men come to learn to read. And I began to wonder, well, how could God have chosen me to serve in this place? No, I didn't have what it took. But you know, it's an amazing thing that God has a way, a miraculous way, of growing us as He uses us and shows us the place that He has called us to serve. After the 2 years in Ghana, I came back and enrolled as a Master of Divinity student at Southwestern Seminary. After getting my theology degree, I really wasn't sure what God wanted me to do, but I'm very happy to say tonight that I am confident that God wants me to go to Togo. I am confident that He has already begun a good work there, and I'm just thankful that He's chosen me to become a part of the missionary family and missionary team to share the good news of God in Togo.
We are Bob and Mary Simmons from Mississippi, and we're so happy to be going to Hong Kong, where we'll serve as missionary associates. We have a daughter who's married and a son who's serving in the Navy.
We first felt the call to foreign missions more than 20 years ago. We had hoped to serve with the Foreign Mission Board following our graduation from the seminary in New Orleans. But those plans had to be set aside because I developed a stomach ulcer. That nagging, persistent problem cost us many, many years. And so in three pastorates over 20 years, we found deep satisfaction in teaching and promoting missions. But we never were quite able to get away with the to put aside the hope that someday we might be able to serve the Lord overseas. 4 years ago, our fine missionary-minded church in Mississippi sent us on a month-long tour, a mission tour of the Orient. While we were in the Philippines, where I was preaching and Mary was helping with the music and an evangelistic campaign, we learned what it was like to present the gospel to numbers of people who had never heard it at all or who didn't understand it. And that experience was exhilarating, and it was unforgettable too. Back home, we discovered that the call to missions that we'd felt so many years before was still real and more pressing than it had ever been before. And so we decided that we should look at our situation again, slowly and prayerfully. This we did over the next months. Last year, things seemed to fall into place at last. Our daughter was planning a January wedding. Our son was about to enlist in the Navy. And so we approached the Foreign Mission Board again. We saw that we were free to serve if they needed us. Even the health problem was gone. So we talked to them once more. To our delight, they told us that we were needed. And they proved it by naming a dozen places where we might consider serving. And so tonight, we're pleased to know and grateful that we'll be going to Hong Kong to serve the English-speaking International Baptist Church there.
We'd like you to meet seven more missionaries at this time. We'll ask them to come to the microphones. And introduce themselves. Don, y'all start.
Donald Heifel. This is my wife, Irma. We come from Oregon, Missouri, and Oklahoma, and are going to South Brazil.
We have two children, a son, Bobby, who's nearly five, a daughter, Becky, who's three.
We're J.D. and Ethel Batson from South Mississippi, going to South Brazil to do music promotion work.
We have four daughters. Their ages are 12, 10, 5, and 3.
I'm Peggy Harmon from North Carolina, and I'm going to North Brazil to do social work.
We're Gary and Mary Nell McCoy from St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to Korea to do music promotion work.
We have one baby daughter who is 16 months old, Amy.
We don't have time for each of these to give their testimony here tonight. I wish we could. I wish we had time for you to interview each one of them. But perhaps letting me act in your stead might be helpful for a few moments and ask some of these missionaries some of the questions you might ask them, that you might know a little bit more about what makes missionaries tick and what moves them to make this kind of change, this kind of response to what God's done in their lives. Don and Irma Heifel on my left are not new to Southern Baptist conventions. Now, Irma, didn't you tell me you went to one 9 years ago?
Yes, we were right here in this very auditorium 9 years ago. And the special factor of this was we were celebrating our honeymoon then.
How about going to a Southern Baptist convention on your honeymoon now? That did not disqualify them from missionary appointment. Don, you're not new to missionary service. I think you told me you served as a summer missionary.
This is true. I served three summers as a summer missionary. One summer was in Ghana, West Africa, a very enjoyable summer, and the other two were in the United States.
The J.D. Batsons are on my left, on the steps here. J.D. is a musician going to serve in Brazil. Where have you been serving in recent months?
We've just completed service at Poplarville, Mississippi, as Minister of Music and Youth.
Have you had an opportunity to share with the people you've led there something of what's made you take this step?
Yes, Dr. Fletcher, the church there knew of my mission interest even before we accepted their call. And of course, there have been many opportunities gladly that we could give about this call that we had for missions.
You know, as I saw these sentrymen up here a few moments ago and realized the tremendous talent out of our corporate life there, I was grateful for these musicians. We have two here. The Gary McCoys are going out as music missionaries also. Gary, before I come back to you, though, let me stay down here just a minute. Ethel, four girls, right?
Right.
Now, there are at least 200 people out here who would ask you this question, so let me do it. How do you feel as a mother about taking four girls to raise in Brazil?
Well, I'd say it's scary in a lot of ways. I think I'm like any other mother would be. I don't feel extraordinary at all. I do believe, though, that God is with us and has called us to this, and I know that God will be with us there. I'm trusting Him just like a Christian mother would do here in the States or any situation to help look after those children.
And there are a lot of people here in front of you who testify that He will do it. Peggy Harmon is on my right. Now, Peggy, your name is going to be listed on the prayer calendar, and these people are going to be supporting you, but will that be the first time?
No, it will not, because I have served under the Home Mission Board in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
What have you been doing there?
I was director of the weekday ministries at Baptist Friendship Center.
Will it be different? Will your work in Brazil be radically different?
Well, there will be some differences. The language will be different. I'll be a little further away from my family, but there will be many similarities because the people's needs need to be met, and those are physical, spiritual, and emotional needs to minister to the whole man.
Peggy illustrates the fact that missions by any other name is missions. On the home mission field throughout our land, there are people like Peggy who enjoy the same kind of commitment that these people enjoy and who are involved in work as critical as they will take. And yet, the leadership of God is the key here. God has reached into Peggy's life and moved her again. She's still a missionary. The Gary McCoys are on my right. Gary, where will you be going again now?
We'll be going to Korea.
Can you sing in Korean?
No, but I can play a hymn in Korean.
That's unrehearsed. Or we wouldn't have done that. Gary, tell me, what has specifically motivated you, or let me put it another way, what factors that we don't ordinarily think about have been a part of your missionary commitment? What people have had influence on you?
Through the years, I think probably people who have themselves already served as missionaries or people who have committed themselves to the work of the Lord in some way have probably been the most influential to me. I think I first awoke to the idea of myself as a foreign missionary through a very active WMU program in the First Baptist Church of Warrensburg, where I was a college student. And they brought in missionaries, and the WMU was active in services in the church, and they helped in many ways, and they helped me to realize the need of missionaries overseas.
While we're getting in our plugs for WMU, I believe, Marinelle, you can help out on that, because I remember reading in your sketch of your involvement in Girls Auxiliary. Would you tell us a little bit about that background?
Yes, I believe that my being here tonight is a result of GAs. I first answered the call to God at a GA camp, and it was through a study of missions in our weekly programs, and then as a result of going to camp and meeting real live missionaries, that I answered the call to God and believed that it was real in my life. Many times we hear that God's call at camp may not last, but this was not true in my case, and it was a very real and meaningful call at the age of 13 that's lasted through the years.
You know, we realize so often that our corporate life is a part of the missionary flavor of our existence, and it happens in so many places. Don, I think I was reading in your life sketch that a missionary, when you were 10 years of old, 10 years eight of, how old were you?
You were 10. I was 10.
Had something to do with your first vision of missions. Tell us about that.
Summer when I was 10 years old, we had a speaker at a WMU rally. At that time, the boys' work was a part of the WMU organization. She came and spent the night in our home, Miss Mary Elizabeth Vaughn. She was not a missionary in the fact that she was appointed by any mission board. She was a Brazilian national who had worked in the language school in Campinas, Brazil for a number of years. But I would have to say that my first interest in Brazil was because of her.
Seeds planted in so many ways. I wish we could reach into these life histories and let you take a look. There's some very interesting things I might add, which we won't pull out here. But their lives are not unlike your lives. And the influences in their lives, not unlike those that have shaped decisions that you have made and are making. Perhaps decisions that you will make here even this week. Don, let me ask you one more question, because as I remember, it was a year ago in Portland that y'all first approached the board. Is that right?
This is correct, at the Southern Baptist Convention.
So it's altogether possible that there will be some, even in this gathering tonight, who will take that first step during this week. We will be on the receiving end. We have a booth. There will be people there talking to people like the Heifels who want to explore the possibilities of God leading them to the same place and in the same way that God has led these. Thank you so much. We have coming now eight more missionaries. They'll introduce themselves, and then several will share with you something of their personal testimony. And after that, Dr. Cawthon will bring a charge to them and to you regarding that which God has called them to do.
We are Johnny and Joe Baker of Haynesville, Louisiana. I'm Johnny and this is Joe. Sometimes this is confusing. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God has laid his hands on us and called us to go to Equatorial Brazil as missionaries. Thank you and your part in sending us there.
We will be working in Equatorial Brazil in an airplane ministry. Johnny is also a pilot besides being a preacher. And we are very excited about you giving us this opportunity to go and share the gospel message. And we thank you and hope you'll continue to pray for us.
We're Jerry and Joyce Wilson. I'm from Greenville, Mississippi, and Jerry's from Atlanta, Georgia. We have two boys, 9 and 5, and we've been called to Brazil also, South Brazil. We just served the First Baptist Church in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and Jerry will be going to Brazil in education promotion work.
Our first serious consideration for foreign missions began some 11 years ago while we were students at William Carey College in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. There, former missionary Marjorie Rowden caused us to prayerfully consider, did God want us on the foreign mission field? We had a warm place in our hearts for foreign missions, but at that time did not feel that God had issued his call. We left there under God's leadership and attended Southwestern Seminary in Fort Worth, Texas. And there we gained not only intellectual abilities, but also spiritual growth. And of course, the warm and tremendous mission emphasis on that campus did not do anything to lessen our desire and love for our missions. We served three of the great churches in the Southern Baptist Convention. And it was while at the First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, that God reached in and touched our lives with his call. Dr. Bill Cook had invited Glenn Grober, missionary to Equatorial Brazil, to come to our church and speak. And Glenn stayed an extra day feeling certain that God wanted someone there in Bartlesville to surrender to foreign missions. And we invited him to speak at the pastor's conference on that Monday morning. And it was at that meeting that God issued to me his call. And then Joyce and I, through prayer and Bible study over the next several months, came to a decision that this was indeed God's will for our lives. We have been to missionary orientation, and may I just tell you, as a part of our Southern Baptist Convention, that we believe we have the best mission organization in preparation for overseas duty in the world. And we thank God that the WMU and people like you have kept missions alive and at the forefront of our convention, which is the lifeblood of our convention. We thank you for that privilege.
We are Ron and Sharon Hill. We reside in Fort Worth. And although we are exuberantly awaiting that final moment of destination in Liberia, West Africa, we are daily aware that we have reached no level of achievement that makes us worthy for such a wonderful experience in life. Sharon?
I enjoy hearing testimonies like those we've heard tonight from Vivian and from Mary Nell, GAs who heard the call while they were GAs and followed through. And I get excited, don't you, when you hear sorts of things like that? But then there are other GAs who are like me, who are like other children of God, who are willful and hard of hearing to his leadership. When I was saved, we were living in Montgomery, Alabama, and I had a wonderful experience in the Lord, and I thought this was it. This is all I could ever have. And yet, I always dismissed the thought of being a missionary whenever they brought it up at GA camp, because I knew that I just wasn't good enough, and I knew too that I was just too shy. I'd never make it as a missionary. Then when I was 15, the Lord started dealing with me. And it took a move from Germany to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and a year for him to penetrate my thick skull that he wanted me in full-time Christian service. And I began praying that he would tell me specifically what is it that he wanted me to do. Well, he didn't decide to tell me right away what it was that he was going to do. And it took 10 years, and he finally revealed to me after a series of steps what he had in mind for me. First, in answer to prayer, he gave me my husband. He gave me three lovely children. In 1970, he led us to Trinity Baptist Church in Lubbock, where we had many opportunities for growth. It was while we were in Lubbock that we found the miracle of the Spirit-filled life. And I found out that I didn't have to be good enough, that all I had to do was rely on the Lord. He had it made already. We also learned there what it is to praise the Lord in everything, even when you don't feel like praising Him, even when you can't feel anything emotionally, and even when the situation looks pretty grim. We learned one other thing, too. Two Christians who are married don't necessarily make a Christian home. Then last summer, we felt that the Lord was leading us to the seminary. There were many doors that He began to open up to us. We couldn't claim they were coincidences when there were that many. He gave us a feeling of urgency about coming. He led people our way to show us the way. And then in October, he answered my prayer of 10 years, and he revealed to us that missions was the answer. We immediately began making the preparations for application with the mission board. And then in December,